Lindy Durrance hasn't had power since Friday.
My laundry's full now, my dishwasher's full now, and I've been washing things in bleach.
Durrance has a generator, and it's helped keep food cool for her and her family members without power. She has multiple refrigerators hooked up in an open garage.
These two right here, this is a side-by-side, a full freezer. These are my brothers.
A tree took down a power line near her home during Hurricane Matthew. It's still wrapped up in debris on the side of her road near Hexter Drive. Durrance says she's been patient.
But this is getting a little bit out of what I call convenient, normal.
JEA told customers power would be fully restored before midnight Monday, and that didn't happen.
Then, to add insult to injury, they've called us every day and told us our power's on. So I called them and I say, nope, the power's not on.
JEA CEO Paul McElroy says restoration has been slowed because so many trees went down.
We've accepted all offers of assistance from utilities to come and help us restore power as quickly as we can.
He says more than 350 line workers and tree cutters from other utility companies are here helping, including crews from Oklahoma and Texas. 30 more workers from Duke Energy Florida are supposed to join the fight on Thursday morning. At the height of the storm, more than half of JEA's customers were without power. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.